T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
96.5 TIC, Christine and Salt, your morning show. Salt's getting his lighter side ready to...
My papers ready.
You actually used paper this morning?
Today. I have a few stories on paper, a few digital stories
I'm reporting you to one intercom's one thing.
I'm sorry. I'll recycle. I'll make sure.
Fine.
I got a couple stories today about the animal kingdom and some craziness going on there. I also have a very odd traffic stop in the UK. Plus, a girl swims around Manhattan to raise money for charity. But first, I'm going to start with the biggest news of the day. This is Planners has a new product. That's just neon orange cheese powder from their cheese balls.
It's the cheese without the balls.
Yes. No balls.
Just no cheese. Balls, just cheese.
Just cheese.
But how do you get...
You can win it by tweeting at Mr. Peanut and telling him what foods you want to put cheese dust on.
Okay, now, can you get the balls without the cheese, though?
That would be a good question. That just seems like they'd be very bland balls. I don't know if any way to want that. They sound very unappealing to me.
Well, there's no cheese on the balls, so it's just...
The cheese dust. I mean, that's like probably... We've hit a new low. We've hit a Wally low.
And the French are over there saying, Americans and they ruined
dust.
Cheese.
Pia, pia. Can you type faster on a computer or a phone?
Definitely a computer.
It depends on how old you are. According to a new survey, 68% of people say they are faster on a computer, 14% say they are faster on a phone, 7% say they're equal, and the rest, they've never seen either.
They're the Unabomber.
They don't
They're
know.
Living in a cabin, writing a manifesto.
Yeah, but there's like a
by
huge...
By hand.
There's a huge generational divide. More than 20% of the people are under 35 say they're faster on the phone versus just 1% of people over 55.
Yeah, you can always use the speech to text, but that is always wrong.
Well, it's tough on the jitterbug. It's really hard to, you know, get the letters in there when you're doing that. The police in southern England are confused about an electrical vehicle on the road when they were driving by. They were getting reports about this weird-looking contraption on the road, and when the police officers pulled it over...
It was on wheels?
It was an electric bicycle, but there was like a frame around it, so it was technically
like in a bubble?
It was like a motorcycle, yeah. And the bubble was made of balsa wood and duct tape. And officers were going to ticket it, but lo and behold... It actually was insured, and it actually was registered.
It had every right to be on the road.
Yeah, so they were like, we don't know what to do with it, but they took pictures of it. I put a picture up on the TIC Facebook page, if you want to go over to 965 TIC Facebook page. It's bonkers.
Balsa wood and duct tape. You know, if duct tape, you know how we are with the social media, duct tape needs to get in on this, because if it's actual duct tape brand.
Oh, totally.
The things you can do with duct tape.
Absolutely. I told you, two weird stories in the pet community.
Yes.
First one, traveler goes to New York Liberty Airport, going to go on a trip. You've left stuff behind,
right? Of course.
At security. I left my my shoes behind once. I literally was walking
you
away.
You walked off without your shoes?
Yeah, because they were in a separate bin, and I'm like, wait, oh, God, I'm at, my socks are on.
Good luck trying to buy a pair of shoes at the airport. They're $300.
So this person, a TSA representative, says a passenger left a package at a security checkpoint in New Jersey. They forgot their ring neck snake.
Their what?
Ring neck snake. It's a black little thin snake that literally was slithering around the checkpoint, and nobody has come back to claim
it. Was it a therapy snake?
I don't know if it was... It was an emotional support animal.
You know, it's delicious if you sprinkle some cheese dust on it.
The snake is absolutely harmless, but they still didn't know that at the time.
Of course not. It's a snake.
TSA, so they had to shut down the entire checkpoint.
That's
Talk
great.
About being inconvenienced.
For sure.
And finally, I don't know what to think about this story. I don't know if there's any scientific evidence to back it up, but surfers all around the world have decided to combat shark attacks by painting something interesting on the underside of their surfboards.
Can sharks discern what's painted on the underside of a shark of a surfboard?
Like I said, I don't know if there's any scientific basis or just
a what are they painting?
Like, you know what, man? I'm going to do this, and I'm just going to paint this on my board, and no sharks are going to get
what
me.
Is being painted?
They're painting giant eyeballs. Because they feel like
yes.
if the shark sees the eyes, then they no longer have the fear of these. What is
yeah,
it?
It's like a predator is on
like
top
the
of them.
They don't. They don't have the you know
the surprise. Shock value.
Yeah, so they're like, oh,
ambush.
I got caught.
Wait, this is actually a good idea because surfboard manufacturers can build it into the surfboard that the eyes actually blink.
Well,
so, like, you know.
There's an Australian yeah, they just have to plug it into their USB port. Yes, slap some batteries in their surfboard.
Thank you, Salt. I love it. Why not?
96.5 TIC.